Good morning, Bruce and Craig, and of course, a great big good morning to everybody listening back in Lorain County. Great to be here in Goodyear, Arizona. Of course, it's day two of our Wahoo Week coverage, and a guest that we've had on a few times during our Wahoo Weeks here in Goodyear is Brad Mills, bench coach for the Indians, as he sits down here in the media center to join us and talk a little Indians baseball on WEOL. Brad, great to see you again.
Tim, nice to be here. Thanks a lot. I sure appreciate it.
One of the things that Bruce and I were actually talking about earlier in the show was the consistency, the stability of the staff with Tito, with the Indians organization. Just take a minute or two and talk about that, Brad, how important that is to have stability within a staff.
Well, it's important not just with the staff, I think with the players that have been here, with the training staff, the strength and conditioning staff, everyone, they kind of know exactly we want to. Everyone has the same objective. We want to try to build and be the best ball club organization we can. And that stability kind of helps us work in that area.
And obviously a comfort level with everybody. I mean, you and Tito go all the way back to when you guys played college baseball together, but there's just that comfort level with each other and working with each other and feeding off each other, correct?
Yes. You know, comfort level is important. And but the edge is still there. That's what's nice. You know, we do have a comfort level with one another, but the edge is still there, trying to get us to get to that next level, get this ball club to be the best we can and hopefully be a championship ball club.
Brad, take a moment or two and talk about the expectations for 2016. This team, the past couple of years, right on the brink of postseason play. Talk about how you get over the hump this year.
Well, you know, I'm not a real good prognosticator, I should say, but at the same time, we have a great group of guys that have done a real good job as they have progressed through spring training as far as getting their work done, very businesslike, very professional-like, and which is really good. Besides being that way, they give us a lot of input, a lot of feedback, a lot of questions. Why are we doing this? How does this work like this, and how does this fit into what we want to try to do? And as a staff, you know, what I talked about, we know one another. We're able to communicate the things that we want to get across to those guys with those questions. And I think that's the type of team that we have. And with that, I think they're very well motivated to have a good year.
It's interesting you say that, to follow up on that, where guys question you, because I think there's a lot of folks that would say, the players question the manager, they question the coaches, and not that they question your authority or your ability,
right,
but to
right.
have them ask those questions, you welcome that.
Well, we do, because we want them to understand exactly why we're doing, the importance of it, and we want them to have them place a lot of importance on it themselves. And to be able to do that, when we're able to put those things and talk to them, and this is why it happens this way, the progression, as I said before, those things all fit in.
Again, we're talking with Indians bench coach Brad Mills as he joins us here in Goodyear as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, Brad, this core group of Indians players that are really now the nucleus of this team, the Jason Kipnisses, the Michael Brantleys, Yan Gomes, does this team get better this year simply through their maturity and their kind of getting into those prime years now?
There's no doubt that that's going to help out and should help out. I think a lot of these guys, maybe each year you go along, you want to learn something and you want to get better and you want to fit in to how the ball club works together throughout a season. I think these guys understand that a little bit more. There's a lot of ability there, there's no doubt. But to be able to work that ability in with each other is really a great thing, and I think they're becoming to understand that, to where they're able to work together. And that's, you mentioned Mike Napoli, I think, earlier or whatever, but he has really been able to help in that way as well.
And I was just going to say, talk about some of the newcomers, Napoli, Rajay Davis, we had Jabba Chamberlain on earlier, Uribe, some of these veteran presences now in the clubhouse, what do they add? What's a dimension that they bring, Brad?
Well, the biggest dimension is probably one thing that they want to fit in. They want to work together with everyone to accomplish something that we have the ability to do. And the one thing is they don't have to make their presence. They have some experience. They've had some success. Putting those things all together is going to really help the ball club be a lot better.
Again, we're talking with Brad Mills. Craig, Bruce, back in the studio. Before we let Brad go, a question or two from you guys.
What the heck were you riding into the spring training? Is it a split scooter? There's a video of you back in mid-February. It was some sort of a stand-up scooter.
How about that trike? Yeah, how about, you know, that's a lot of fun. You know, when you first get on it, you're scared to death because you're keeping the balance and so forth. But once you're on it, and I didn't know anybody had a video of me doing that, but it's a pretty good setup, man. It's an easy way to get around the complex.
It says Indians coach Brad Mills arrived in style. I thought they were talking about these Jeep-looking carts, you know, these golf carts look more like Jeeps. But is this sort of, I mean, is there a reason behind it, or is it just taking over where, you know, Terry Francona has his scooter, so you think, well, I got to do something. I'm on a bench coach, too. So what?
Well, I have no idea how that thing showed up here in spring training. It wasn't anything planned that I know of. And then we got in a situation. They're showing me a picture of it right now. But we got in a situation to where, you know what, I want to learn to use it and get around because our complex here is kind of spread out, so you need something a little bit easier to get around on.
Can't you just walk? Is it exercise, something that's part of spring training? I'm confused.
Well, I mean, you can only have so much exercise. I mean, when you walk, you want to get someplace real quick, and I'm not a real good runner anymore.
All right.
I think since Joel Hammond's the one showing you the picture, he may be the culprit as to how this got out.
Yeah.
No, he's saying no.
Okay. But those things are pretty cool, though. They are pretty neat, and it's battery-powered, and it worked well.
Hey, before we let you go, we've been kind of talking to some veteran guys here this week. Bobby DiBiasio, 38th spring training. We had Grover on yesterday, his 42nd spring training, I believe it was. What's the number for Brad Mills? How many spring trainings?
Man, it's 37 or 38. I keep track of it because it's always one more than my wedding anniversary. You know how many years I've been married. So I think this is 38. I've been married for 37 years, so I think this is 38.
You better know the wedding anniversary.
You're telling me.
Before you know the number of spring trainings.
That's exactly right. That's how I keep them straightened out.
Well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by this morning. Best of luck this year.
You bet.
Brad Mills joining us here in the Media Center as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Craig Bruce, back to you guys at WEOL.
We all have a little anniversary cheat sheet things that we use to figure things out when people ask us so we don't look like a deer in the headlights.